Hey there, fellow travel lovers, and welcome to Wanderlust at 35 Plus, the podcast that explores travel during our peak season of life. I'm your host, Stephanie Ritz, an entrepreneur and full-time traveler, and I'll be your guide on this incredible adventure. If you're at a point in life where you're craving more excitement, exploration, and unforgettable moments, you're in the right place, my friend. This is your ticket to discovering the world and redefining what it means to live life to the fullest. In each episode, I'll share practical tips for making travel a lifestyle and take you behind the scenes of travel life as I share the ups and downs of life abroad. So whether you're a seasoned traveler looking for fresh inspo or just starting to dream of making travel a lifestyle, Wanderlust at 35 Plus is your compass to a life well-traveled and filled with adventure, and maybe even a little shenanigans. Let's go. Hey there, travel friend. Today we're going to be exploring Bangkok as part of our Destination Discovery series. You can watch movies like The Hangover Part 2 and assume that that's pretty much what you can expect if you go there, but I'm bringing my experience into the mix on our favorite categories that I find most impactful for traveling. We're going to talk about the vibe, the beauty, the food, friendliness, things to do, and I'll be answering the question, should you buy a ticket and how long should you stay? Before we dive into that, I want to share where I stayed because it was a surprisingly lovely experience. I stayed at the Aloft Sukhumvit. Aloft is part of the Marriott brand, and I feel like it's especially designed for millennials. It's got a very 80s vibe with bright colors, a Pac-Man machine in the lobby, and all rooms are generously spacious and comfortable. The one thing that made this Aloft stay surprising for me was the awesome breakfast buffet, which I received complimentary with my status. Typically, it's either continental or a grab-and-go style in Alofts in the States, but not in Thailand. This buffet was lovely. Both American and local options, an omelet station, bread station, and a variety of hot and cold options. I was really blown away considering my previous experiences with this brand. There was also a ton of options around the hotel for restaurants. There was a 7-Eleven on the corner. I also ordered room service a couple of nights while I was working, and that was pretty good. Not amazing, but good. The customer service was really great, and even when the Wi-Fi connection wasn't stable, they addressed it for me. And there was a leak in my room, which, listen, these things are going to happen when you travel full time. They immediately rectified the situation. I'll also say, if you're traveling full time or just don't want to deal with laundry when you get home, they have a very inexpensive and effective laundry service available. For workout buffs, the gym equipment was actually very nice. It's just a really tiny gym. And same goes for the pool. Small pool, but nice city views. For all of this, you really can't beat the price. I'm heading there again in a couple of months, so the pricing is still the best in town for Marriott. Okay, let's get into the vibe of Bangkok. First thing is that it feels like two different worlds exist in Bangkok, like Beauty and the Beast. The Beast being the heart of the city, and the beauty is the gorgeous atmosphere surrounding the city. There's a level of intrigue that awaits you around every corner in Bangkok, a little mystery that you're not quite sure if you want to uncover. Solo travelers will likely walk around with one eye arched, peeking around the city blocks to decide if you want to go in that direction, as there can be a little sense of wariness as you're walking through the streets. The thing that'll be most glaring, especially in the evening, is the in-your-face sex culture. You're likely to find pop-up merchants every few blocks selling sex toys and pleasure paraphernalia. And it's not hard to find opportunities to pay for pleasure in the city. They'll even hand you a menu so that you can pick your main course delights. In The Hangover 2, the stripper who enjoyed the pleasure of Stu's company said, "They don't call it Bangkok for nothing." And this is pretty accurate. whatever you may or may not be looking for is probably available. Outside of that, you'll also find an interesting dichotomy of the very poor and very wealthy. There are a ton of malls which host extremely high-end stores, and throughout the streets, you'll find lots of shops for tourists. Another inescapable fact is that Bangkok is one of the biggest tourist destinations in the world, and the traffic is, hands down, the worst I have ever seen. It's kind of remarkable to see that many people on the road. If you're staying in the city, get used to the tuk-tuks, which, if you've never ridden one before, they're like glammed up golf carts. They're very popular for getting around and can sometimes maneuver a bit easier than taxis. Or plan to use their public transit system, which will easily take you all over the city. And while I haven't quite yet painted a pretty picture, stick with me, because then you go outside of the city and you're delighted by an entirely different vibe. Stunning greenery, charming canals, sweet little neighborhoods where everyone knows each other, and breathtaking temples. It's such a joy to experience. So while there is definitely a cool and mysterious vibe to the city, you'll be swept away by stepping outside of the city, which ties into our next category, which is the beauty. There is beauty to be found everywhere in Bangkok, in different forms. While the streets may feel a little sus, what you'll often find is that behind the doors are so much luxury and elegance. This was true for the malls, the spas, the hotels. So many places that I visited, I was blown away by how sparkly and beautiful the interiors were. So much careful thought and attention to detail. So don't let the outside fool you. Bangkok can provide an extremely elevated travel experience. Outside of the city, again, was just magnificently beautiful with its lush landscapes and religious adornments. It's so quiet outside of the city, and there's even a beauty in the peace and tranquility of being present in that space. It really is incredible. You get to see a little bit of that on the beachfront wedding at the end of the movie of The Hangover 2. It really is that simply stunning. Okay, let's talk about the food. Bangkok is famous for its street food, and you need to either choose to ignore the levels of hygiene you're used to back home so that you can enjoy it, or just skip it. I can't promise that it's any better in restaurants, but at least you're not seeing it. This was tough for me. I really wanted to embrace the street food, but with meat laying out for hours, bugs flying around, and often no protective gloves or coverings by the food vendors, it was a challenge. I did get to experience the local foods in a different way, which I'm going to talk about, but I wanted to give you an authentic picture. I also struggle with the heavy carbs of the Asian cuisines, with the white rice and fried foods. I honestly ate more in restaurants than anything else, but I'll say this. Every local dish that I tried, I loved. Literally every single one. I think I could eat mango sticky rice every day. I was obsessed, and y'all know I have a sweet tooth. Thai food is obviously a personal preference, and if you can get past the potential concerns of street food, I'm sure you'll be delighted. Moving on to the friendliness factor. Literally from the moment I landed in Bangkok in the extremely crowded airport, I was greeted with smiles. Security, immigration, every interaction was a joy, and that carried through my trip with just one exception, the taxi and tuk-tuk drivers. They have their game face on for overcharging tourists, so be prepared for that. Other than that, the hospitality was wonderful. Most people speak at least a little English, which was a pleasant surprise and certainly made the trip a lot easier. There were English street signs and menus, so overall, it's very easy to navigate. Moving on to things to do. Number one, I highly recommend a floating market and food tour. I'll link one that you can check out in the show notes. The floating markets are a trademark of Bangkok and really incredible to experience. And it was through this tour I was able to experience local and quote unquote street food under the expert guidance of my tour guide. I loved everything about this experience, from floating on the canal to trying different foods, making new friends, and learning about the local culture. It really is a must-do. You also have to experience at least one, if not one every day, a Thai massage or spa experience. It is so affordable in Bangkok, and the techniques they use will hit all of your pain points. I did a few spa trips and loved every experience. It was such a unique treat. And there's a spa or massage place on every block. To avoid the hours of traffic or having to use public transport after your relaxing treatment, try to find something close by. You can catch Uber, by the way, in Bangkok. But again, once you order it, who knows how long it'll take to actually get to you, even if they appear on the map to be close by, because traffic is really, really tough. So if you do want to catch a cab or a tuk-tuk, find somebody who's outside of your accommodation and is available to go right then. Otherwise, you could be waiting a really long time. Okay, another one of my favorite activities was a bike and food tour. Another great way to enjoy the local flavor with a local. Get some exercise, and this is also where I got to experience life outside of the inner city. Riding through the neighborhoods and back streets was so fun and really eye-opening. I felt like I was in a whole other world, and I got to learn so much about how the locals live. I'll mention one other because you can find incredible things to do all over Bangkok, but visiting some of the temples with a guide is something I'd highly recommend. The temples are simply magnificent. The colors, the architecture, the Buddhas, the history. Even if you're someone who typically skips the visit to the famous churches or the museums, I still think it's worth a visit. Religion is an important part of the Thai culture, and you'll see worshipers and monks at every temple, and the guide is going to give you so much valuable insight into how this ties into their life. A quick note for the ladies on this. Please note that some of the temples will turn you away if your legs aren't covered down to the ankle and your arms aren't covered from shoulder to elbow. So no matter how hot it is, and it gets really hot and muggy in Bangkok, you still need to cover up, so be prepared. So to wrap this up, the Hangover Part 2 does shed a bit of truth to the vibe of the city, but there's so much more to Bangkok than that, and I absolutely think you should buy a ticket and visit. I'd suggest 5 to 7 days if you're on vacation. Nomads, you'll want to give yourself 2 weeks for enough time to work and enjoy the city. Until next time, my friend, find your Wolfpacker girl gang and go book your trip to Bangkok. See you next time. Thanks for listening and being a part of our Wanderlust at 35 Plus travel community. I hope you're feeling inspired and excited to start planning your next adventure. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And if you enjoyed our travel chat, a 5-star rating and review goes a long way in helping other travel lovers to find us. My friend, this is the perfect time to write your own travel story. So whether you're a newbie, a seasoned explorer, or a solo traveler, now is the time to fulfill those travel dreams and start making memories. Until next time, remember, life is short, but the world is wide. Let's make every moment count. Safe travels, and I'll see you on the next episode of Wanderlust at 35 Plus.